Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hi, welcome to Nerd Talk Mukbang.
I told you I was going to do it, so I'm doing it.
Okay.
The entire menu of Artemis.
What do we have?
You can't tell by my... If you can't tell by my laugh, I'm... Okay, so they said they had 46 cups of coffee. I'm already 8 deep, so...
Wait, what do you mean they had 46 cups of... They're...
Okay, I'm not talking about the menu for one day. I'm talking about the entire... space travel time that they were okay. There. Go ahead.
They each get 40 something cups of coffee or?
No, I think it was 46 cups of coffee for the entire crew.
So that's.
I'm just trying
there's
to.
There's four of them.
Four of them.
And it's times 10 days.
That's like one and a third cup of coffee. Who got the extra cups? That's what I want to know.
What if somebody doesn't drink coffee?
Is this the way to keep misogyny in NASA?
Sorry? What?
Victor Reed and Jeremy all get one extra cup.
What if she gets it?
What if she gets an extra three? That's what I want. That's how we fight the patriarchy.
One cup of coffee at a time.
Three over a course of 10 days.
Okay, so it's Friday, April 10th. And we're both in our respective radio studios. Artemis gets back to Earth in 9 hours.
Tonight.
And so you're celebrating by eating the food that they had on board.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit late to keep up with all of them. I mean, they're...
Can you imagine if you went meal for meal?
If I went meal for meal, that would have been great. I'd probably lose so much weight.
Hey. Artemis 3.
Artemis 3.
It's only 11 years away. I mean, it's supposed to be.
That's the worst movie tagline ever. Artemis 3. It's only 11 years away.
It's 2 years away, but we both know that that's not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're dealing with NASA time here. That's like 4:20 in Canada.
69 in US?
Yeah.
Man, one thing that I did notice about this menu while I was putting it together is that it's a lot of farty food. Like we've got some like brisket and chimichurri and mac and cheese, a lot of eggs.
Who's bringing chimichurri on the freaking what?
Well, maybe it wasn't chimichurri, but that's what I brought instead because I don't have brisket. But there's so many tortillas, 56 tortillas.
Yeah, the tortilla is like the it's not a superfood. How would you say it? It's like the workhorse of the NASA food library, right?
The beaten donkey, the pack mule,
the centaur of the
the centaur. It's great because it doesn't have crumbs like bread,
yeah.
Or a lot less crumbs,
it's real
and
flat,
you can pack
dense.
Everything into it. Yep, nutritious and delicious, has all your vitamins and minerals.
Okay. Okay, well, so now you're just going to make me watch you eat? Is that what the plan is there?
I mean, you were the one who said you're into mukbang.
No.
Yeah.
I did not.
Last episode. Pretty sure you said that.
It at all. I did call you a chubby Korean girl if you do it, but.
It's true. I'm very cute.
There is one mukbang guy that I do watch. I didn't realize that that's what it was, but he's a
nice.
Of course, he's a Japanese guy, and I'm obsessed with Japanese curry. And
I thought you were going to say you're obsessed with Japanese guys mukbanging.
I mean, I'm not repulsed by it. If that's any,
I'm not against
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not.
But if you're going to put it in front of me, I'm going to watch it.
It's just I love that every time he posts a video, everyone's like, "Dude, you can slow down."
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about here because I'm like, I'm going to have to take this slow.
Slow and low.
This is going to be, slow and low. You know what? I'm going to have to find out what kind of air scrubber technology that they have.
Nope.
because I'm currently locked in this studio.
Someone has to use and if it
this
after
is anything
you.
Like Artemis.
It's about the same size.
I'm trying to recreate the entire 10-day journey.
Here's a fun part of the mukbang today is that I'm actually on the radio.
Yeah, you're live on air.
So, you know, right now Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit is playing, and then I have to talk about something, and then I have to somehow get some news on the air. And
go for it.
So, yeah, we're just
Artemis lands tonight.
Oh, look
party
at that. His tortillas and his chimichurri. Very weird.
My chimichurri carnitas.
Oh, that sounds... When you said carnitas, that actually sounds real good. Mm. Where'd you go for that? Well,
local spot. Real good spot.
No. Oh, boy. 107.7 the end. I was having the worst of Fridays, and then I just heard the grossest noise I've ever heard in my life as I watch my pal Mukbang, Nerd Talk Plus, is delving into new territory. And coming soon to a feed near you. You can listen to us on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We're getting weird today. It won't drop for a while. Okay, anyway, whatever. Gas prices are going to make things impossible, both in your everyday life, also in your leisure. I'll tell you how next. Oh, how nice of me. All right, well, see you now. The news is coming up in 5 minutes on the end.
I'm trying so hard to keep quiet while you're doing that, too.
I'm glad you muted it eventually, because, yeah, you're going, I turn on the mic. I'm like, no.
And apparently, one of Christina Cook's favorite meals that she had up there was mac and cheese. But she was told by NASA she couldn't eat mac and cheese for every meal that she was up there.
I mean, that's got to be a pooping issue, right?
Probably.
And the toilet's not functioning correctly.
I was watching back all the footage of them fixing the space toilet and then finally ejecting things. And everybody on Artemis was just like, ooh, snow.
Ah, close.
They're just like us. Greg, we could theoretically be in space.
And we have homes. Here's the headline for you. Need glasses or a mammogram? Seattle has a free clinic for that. All right. It's Siege. It's your free clinic. Hey, we'll bring them boobies over here. I'm going to... I'll give you... Ma'am?
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
If I was working in a mammogram facility, which obviously I couldn't because I'm not mature enough, but if I was, I would say ma'am to everyone. Like, it would be... Have a little song, little messages. What are you? You're looking like you want to say something.
Me? Yeah. No, I'm eating. Yeah. Oh yeah, space quiche. A lot of eggs. So, but they forced in their vegetables in that space quiche.
So, oh man,
gross! I love it. This is like the worst combination of meats and feet cheeses and foods. Chimichurri and quiche Lorraine, fried chicken, mac and cheese, chocolate chip cookies, tortillas, honey roasted peanuts, Nutella. Oh, so much coffee.
At least the coffee is going to try and help get stuff out.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, thank God they fixed that space toilet.
But you're not in space, Siege.
Yeah, but I'm just like kind of imagining if I was. You know that the actual unit is called the space toilet?
I do know that, actually, because I keep referring to it, and I'm like, that's weird.
I love it. I think that it's just like because it's millennials that are naming everything.
Well, I mean, it's functionally correct, right?
Yeah.
What would you call it? Like the space crapper?
They could just call it the toilet, but no, this toilet is way better than a toilet. It's a space toilet.
How much did it cost to make?
Oh, man.
I'm looking it up.
Yes, please.
Not how much do space toilets cost. The space toilet.
the one and only. The Orion space toilet.
I've been using the same one for 60 years.
Yeah. We're going to get videos back from like the Hubble. And it's just like snow.
No. Quick Google and Gemini, which is appropriate, tells me that NASA spent approximately $23 million to develop the space toilet. So for it to not work immediately is hilarious.
Amazing.
I like to imagine the astronauts on the moon just dropping trowel. Just like...
They're all dressed like they work at Best Buy with the blue polo shirt stuck into khakis. Then they got to go behind that little curtain and just drop ass like in a canister. Their spacesuits
are pressurized. No, I want them outside, like on the moon.
Like a porta potty?
No, like a bear.
That's even better.
I want the spacesuits pressurized, and there's the little flap on the back, and they unbutton it and drop down. And
a little butt flap in a spacesuit. That's amazing. Oh my goodness. A link from NASA. While it may sound like a joke, flatulence is a genuine safety concern for Artemis II. Because farts contain flammable gas, specifically methane and hydrogen, and in the confined two minivan-sized cabin of Orion spacecraft, these gases can become a significant problem if they accumulate.
I just like to think that it's yet another reason we wouldn't be allowed to go up there, because at some point you'd be like,
pretty much,
I snuck a lighter on, let's go.
Oh my goodness. Why flatulence is a risk? Flammability, methane and hydrogen are highly combustible in a pressurized, oxygen-rich environment. An uncontrolled buildup of these gases can pose a potential fire or explosion hazard. Wow.
Siege, I just realized...
Air scrubbing limits!
Oh, I thought you said bear scrubbing. I was like...
B-E-A-R or B-A-R-E?
B-E-A-R. Bear scrubbing. Okay.
Because I can FaceTime you again.
No. Also, why are you texting me from the shower? Like, just take your shower, dude.
You're my guy. Oh, thanks, I like talking to you.
You know, I just realized I can't go to space.
Why?
I know, it's such a bummer. Because the way...
That one piercing?
I currently don't have any piercings. The way that the space toilet works, or the way that no gravity works, you couldn't have a bidet.
I was going to say, how does that work?
Stick with a rag.
I would figure they would have to do a bidet. Wouldn't they have to do like a sprayer, like a pressurized sprayer?
I bet you it's wet wipes.
But how do they dispose of them?
Eat them.
Delicious and nutritious. Now here's my addition to space.
Oh, yes.
We got a Florida up the space with a giant Monster energy drink in addition to my coffee.
Well, now that we're privatizing space.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? Maybe Monster will get on the side of that rocket. We'll have space monsters.
That's what I was thinking. Space Monster. Yes. Oh my God. That's incredible. cheers to you, space crew.
Well, I wish I had anything to consume.
I was going to say, buddy, get over here. I got an extra quiche Lorraine. Let's get farty in the studio.
An extra quiche Lorraine. That's a brand new sentence.
Yes, it is. I packed one just for you.
Yeah, I just walked by. She must be confused.
Oh, that was Popeye. He's one of the DJs over at the other station in the cluster. Air scrubbing limits. While spacecraft is equipped with air scrubbers to filter out odors and containments, both in quotes, contaminants, sorry, the effectiveness of these systems against large amounts of human-produced gas is one of the things being monitored during this 10-day mission.
I feel like they need like the college dorm thing where you get the toilet paper tube.
What is it? And the dryer sheet.
Put some dryer sheets in there and be like, all right, Glover.
What? All right, Victor, we know it's you. You're the one with the chimichurri.
Christina's got one for the front.
That was a long beep. The last bullet point on why it's a risk is literally odor and morale. Beyond safety, the quote pungent odor is in a cramped space without showers can be a major issue for crew comfort and performance. Wow. Thank you, NASA. Man, can you imagine? There's got to be one engineer. Can you think about this? Think about all those movies of like the women behind the scenes calculating the angles in the moon. Right? There's somebody on fart duty. They have to engineer the fart breather.
Yep. Okay, Helen over there is on space trajectory. Oh boy.
Gladys, you come up with anything other than hibiscus scent yet?
Okay, so how are we doing? Have you tried the fried chicken yet?
Oh no, I haven't tried the fried chicken yet. But it actually looks pretty amazing. I'm gonna put that in a tortilla too, since I have 56 of them.
Did you get chicken strips?
Yeah.
Yeah, smart.
So, yeah. I think that's how they did it, too, so they didn't have, like, bones and waste. Yeah,
it's not like they have, like, wings up there.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I just realized?
What?
I got shredded cheese, too, because they brought that.
Oh, that seems so like weird. One of the riskier things.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, this is going to end up in a switch. All of a sudden, we're having trouble on the releasing the parachutes because there's cheese buildup.
And it smells like farts. Great.
And it smells like farts. It's too hot in here. It's going to come. We have a slight Hindenburg situation.
I like the idea that the person who's responsible for opening the door at NASA, they're like, does anyone want to open the door? And one guy's like, I do. And you're like, ah. Damn it, Jones.
Gross. It's the same guy that subtly says, hey, you got something wrong with your shoe. You might want to take that off. So basically it's me. I'm opening the door.
You said it, man.
The guy who volunteers too quick.
Okay, it's gross.
Don't worry, we have masks for that. You can I don't need one.
I don't know if I sent it to the group or not. I haven't been able to communicate effectively these last couple of days, but saw a video where a guy was like, hey, I put $100 bill in your shoe. And the girl stops. She goes, what? She takes her shoe off. And he goes, just kidding, it's in your sock. Did you take your sock off? And they just take pictures of her feet and run away. What a psycho. Okay, I'm gonna have to do my job here. Hold on, whatever. One of my three jobs here. I hope you get the message.
I'm going to go on mute.
Oops.
Just singing along off air, thankfully, because no one needs to hear that. 107.7 The End. And hello, good morning from the Paradox, from Seattle, from downtown. I'm Gregor. Great to be hanging out. Look at them clouds rolling in. Uh-oh. I was told it was going to be beautiful today. Maybe they'll just blow right along. Now, the Mariners did not play yesterday, so we do not have to ask the big question. But I just want to make sure that you know that tonight they are honoring old Ichiro. They've got, I saw that Ken Griffey was in town, and so I'm sure he's going to be out there for the weekend. Ichiro also, he's always around. But they're doing that Ichiro statue night, replica statue night is tonight at 6:40. Then they've got, like, a ton of different things. They were so nice to send me a bag full of just fun toys and treats and stuff like that. Let's see. They have Humpy Shoulder Plush Night on Saturday, tomorrow night. They've got the first value game of the season, and they're doing a bunch of 70s night and throwbacks and all kinds of fun stuff. So the Mariners, I've just really butchered everything that you're doing, and, well, you're welcome. But, check out Mariners.com for more, or I'll keep goofing off online and stuff and talking about it there. Okay, well, yeah, good morning from the end. The eyes of your butt. Communication not going well today, Siege, on the mainstream
it's
radio.
All good.
But when it comes to talking about shredded cheese, up NASA's butts, I'm in.
How is it hard? Shredded cheese up NASA's butts. Maybe that's the way they work.
I said it plurally, okay? Butts. I want it to be not just one butt.
Not just one, everybody's butt. This is a communal cheesing. It's like at the kingdom where it was the troughs, except reverse. A trough bidet.
Oh, cheese.
Ooh, like a nacho cheese fountain.
It's like a nacho cheese sprinkler, though.
Like one of the yard ones.
All right, well,
doing some.
What we got going on there?
Chimichurri and cheese.
God, I want that.
So I can.
I'm saying this dangerously, but I want that meat.
Clip it.
Thank God that's my job.
I know, right? Damn it.
I gotta remember if you ever ask for access to like to say no.
Just send me the audio. I'm good.
Okay, so you've had quiche Lorraine.
Oh,
you've had fried chicken strips, you've had not enough chimichurri, I would argue. You've had
I'm building another tortilla full of chimichurri.
And then some sort of white goo. Is that mac and cheese?
That's mac and cheese. Gouda mac and cheese.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. I had smoked Gouda mac and cheese at the Michelin Star barbecue place I went to in Texas. Man, I'll never recover. I'm going to think about that for forever.
This is Michelin Star grocery store. Smoked Gouda mac and cheese.
Great. It's usually how that works. So find folks at Michelin show up at the Publix and go like, yep.
The Michelin man's just handing it to me. I'm actually at a tire store.
That's actually not even mac and cheese. It's just liquefied rubber.
Yeah. check my pressure while you're down there.
Anyway. Give me that cheese sprinkler. Anyway, so you've tried the mains for all of the things.
Yeah.
What so far has, if you were going to space, which of those things would you insist on having?
Oh, you know what? I think they really nailed it with everything here so far.
Did you eat
so far
that stuff for 10 days?
I think they had a little bit more variety. Like they had some extra vegetables and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I mean, so this stuff is like ridiculously good. I can have eggs all the time. I love breakfast. Mm. Breakfast is cake. So, or well, eggs, but
yeah, I have such a weird relationship with chicken. I can't prepare it. It grosses me out so much. Like the meat, the eggs, I just, like, I can do it for like a day or two, and then I'm like, I can't do this anymore. But I can.
Oh, wait. Actually, just like making eggs or like chicken?
Both. Both. Wow. I have like weird things around that. I will eat chicken.
Something happened to you as a child? Do we need to get the psychiatrist on air now?
My stupid therapist. She's the best. I'm joking, but Mr. Nab is like, I need some, I've got to unload some stuff. And she was like, yeah, I'm busy. And I was like, okay. And she was like, but maybe next week if you could do it at impossible times. And I was like, oh, it's fine. I'll just internalize it.
Don't worry about it. I'll just bury it down the way I have.
Don't worry. I'll just let it come out at inappropriate times and make everyone uncomfortable.
I'm going to take a walk along the edge of the gorge. Yeah.
That sounds great. I hear it's lovely.
I'll bet it is. Yeah, anyway. From the top and the bottom.
So, I'm not going to continue talking about this because people will get legitimately concerned for me, and I don't. We that can be an off-air conversation.
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting we're going to release this. This isn't just me showing up at your job and just being
just hanging out.
Free intern Friday. I'm just going to eat in your studio.
Instead, we're just distracting me from doing my job.
It's Friday. It doesn't count anyway. You shouldn't be there.
When the word
weekend starts Leah Thursday Lynch. At 10 a.m.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I was supposed to go to Portland today, and then I realized I didn't make any plans.
You didn't go?
For my for someone to take care of my dog. So I was thinking maybe I'd find a hotel that takes dogs, but then I have to take the dog. That sounds terrible.
That's not a vacation then. You're just,
exactly
living somewhere else temporarily.
Yeah, it's like without my stuff.
Yeah. It's like that's actually more punishment than anything.
But at least it's also expensive.
Yes, exactly. I'm paying to not have my stuff and still take care of a dog.
Yeah, and still have burdens. Okay, well, great.
How's Ladybug doing the wild?
God, I wish I was brave enough to know. I just don't have it in me.
We test?
That mean, just open the front door and be like, mean. Go free.
It's not mean. You're teaching her a new skill.
Rejoin your doodle ancestry in the wild.
Can you imagine if she found a wild pack? A doodle. And just became one of them. Just as they're running off into...
But then, like
the retention pond across the street.
But then,
she looks back at you one more time over the shoulder.
Then, like at the end of the summer, I'm like, wait a second, and I see them, and they go running by, and she stops and looks at me, and she like she knows it's still me, and then runs away or whatever. Uh-huh. I'm like,
yeah. As the wild pack of doodles takes over the city, she stands between you and them. I once knew this man.
He's cool.
Didn't he let me you bite him you to die? So much.
No, that's he did.
No.
Doodles kill me.
You sent me to my people.
I died the death that I've always dreamed of. Death by doodle. Oh.
Death by doodle. She picks you up, carries you to a volcano, and drops you in.
By the way, for anyone who is still here, this is what it's like to exist around us. This is the closest you get to actual, whatever, nerd talk, BTS.
This is... Not a show meeting. This is life.
Yeah. Like if we were eating lunch, this is what it would be like. Because that is what's happening. Yeah. See, just eating lunch.
Basically, yeah. I'm putting quiche Lorraine in a tortilla now because I have so many tortillas.
You put some Nutella in one of those?
Oh, that's a great idea.
I've got a couple of them.
Should put Nutella, nuts, and a chocolate chip cookie.
My other great idea is to surprise put homeless people in a rocket. So I don't know if that's any good idea.
Surprise, give homeless people a tortilla filled with Nutella.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm. Yeah. Quiche Lorraine mm-hmm. and the tortilla was a good idea. I mean, it's a breakfast mm-hmm. burrito.
Essentially.
Update. I've really been chipping away at my McDonald's points. I'm back in the game.
Really? Yeah, yeah. All right. I'm proud of you. What are you down to? Like 65,000?
I think I'm at 11,000.
Wow.
I keep getting McFlurries.
Two double quarter pounders with cheese or something.
I just can't stop thinking about it. There's just not a safe Taco Bell near me. And I just like, my kid's not in school this week, and that's where the safe Taco Bell is. There's two of them by school. So I go during the week sometimes, but he's not in school this week, so I'm not going to Taco Bell. And all I want is that miniature taco salad. I want like three of them.
Oh, I got one of those the other day, and I tried to fit the whole thing in my mouth. I should have done that today, too.
Yeah, now we're talking. So I don't know if we're doing this mukbang right or not, but it's pretty cool.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah.
Keep you company.
Let's see here. Okay, excuse me. I'm going to do radio.
Fine.
Yeah, you've been thinking too much. You've been staying up till 1:30 in the morning thinking too much about all your rage and your hate. And then suddenly you join the dark side and there's an emperor in the background and he's all like, all right, Anakin Skywalker. Okay, that really took a turn. Good morning from 107.7 The End. And hello. Oh, boy. There's a thing that is dying away from the Earth, not quite as fast as all of the biodiversity, all the animals and stuff like that. But it's a weird human thing that's going away rapidly. Half of it will be gone in the next, like, 75 years. What do you think that is? A human thing that's going to be gone? It's not like immature boy related, okay? This is not one of those times, or it's not like wiener related. I'll tell you what it is here next on Nerd Talk. First, let's hear from a dude that has a sold-out show at the end of August that we have tickets to. It's Noah Kahn. You can win them 12:30 and 5:30 today on 107.7 The End. That really went places, Siege. That was nice.
Speaking of wiener related... Win your will call.
I said boys, immature boys, and then wieners in like back-to-back sentences. Epstein.
Boys trip. So now I'm combining the smoky Gouda mac and cheese with the chimichurri carnitas. Yeah. Man, I don't know how...
I don't know how they ate all this food over the course of 10 scrubbers. Days. I'm supposed to do it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know. I was about to say, like, man, this is a lot of food. What are they doing?
Man, I'm so jealous that you have all that food. Except for the nuts. I'm not jealous of that.
You don't want some nuts?
No.
I'll feed you some. They're good ones.
That's your friend that you can say D's nuts. he loves it every time.
Where's Brandon? Can we get Brandon to log in from work?
Oh, let's see. Let me text him.
Excuse me. Is it like, no, it's not lunchtime. I don't know what time
it's
it is.
It's morning.
Yeah, it's still morning. Get him a quiche Lorraine. Hey, buddy, did you bring your quiche to work? Show meeting Fridays. We'll see quiche.
Hey, he's coming.
Yes!
He said 5 minutes.
Kidding. This is the best. Oh, my God, I've got so much caffeine in me. I'm starting to sweat.
I love that there's a delay between the Siege has two feeds going because of that. Oh, there goes that guy again. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Siege has two feeds. He's like logged in from two different computers because we were having audio issues. And there's a delay. So I get to watch him take a bite of a burrito like once. And then I look at the other one. There he is again. But it's distracting because in multiple one angles. Plays and the other thing does something. And I'm like, what's that other thing doing? And it's just him again eating a burrito. I'm like,
Just multiple angles, all the angles.
I love it. That's crazy that your guys' podcast studio there has the multiple feeds. Like it's
we have we set it. I mean, this is like we set this one up like an on-air studio where we have the multiple cameras and everything. If we want to go live and we want to live stream as well. Cool. Got four cameras. We run it through a switcher. We've got the board that does, you know, it's like all the same stuff you got over there.
Well, but you have cameras and stuff and a switcher. Like, that's crazy. I don't have that.
You don't have that?
No, not in the studio.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's set you up.
Get
you from all the good angles. Get a butt crack shot.
Yeah, well, that's not my best.
From the roof right behind you?
That's not my best quality.
It's a good one, though. Don't discount it just because it's not your top.
Did you just call me a
guy who... from a guy who bought, who topped you when you picked him up at the airport.
Wait, what?
You don't remember cleaning out your back seat?
No, I don't.
And I grabbed you by your hips.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's very funny.
So don't tell me that your butt crack's not a good feature.
Okay, thank you. You probably, to be fair, you probably have seen my butt crack more than I have, because when do I ever see my own butt crack? My neck doesn't turn like that.
You don't have a mirror in the shower?
I don't.
Should get one.
No.
I don't either, but I should get one too. Yeah, no, I definitely don't.
Don't mind me.
Above your bed and the back wall of the shower.
Just doing my PT exercises while we're...
I was going to say, what is that? Is that a TheraBand?
I think it's insulting. I just want to talk about fighting the patriarchy earlier. I think it's insulting that the weakest band, like in terms of like how difficult it is to do the band, the whatever things are called, exercise bands, is pink. Like, I think that that's like
terrible.
It's pretty messed up that they would do that. You could make it like,
yeah,
I don't know. And then the strongest one is blue, or the hardest one is blue. So.
What's that mean?
Yeah,
is there a red stripe on karate belts?
There can be.
Yeah,
typically,
is that for like special people?
It depends on what your what your discipline is. At my studio, somebody who is an instructor has a red belt with a black stripe to signify that they're an instructor and that they don't have their black belt yet. Then if you are a kid under the age of 16 and you have your black belt, you get a black belt with a red stripe, which is different than red belt with a black stripe. I know.
Wait, under 16?
Yes, under 16.
Why? Is that so you don't fight adults?
It's like junior black belt. It is to signify the age gap. And then I don't know if you have to test again once you turn 16 to get your adult black belt. I would hope not, because it's so expensive and that would be a really bad cash grab. So then like on my belt, when I got my black belt, I'm allowed to add like so. The stripes I was just talking about go the length of the belt. And
that's the one I'm thinking of too.
But then because I got my black belt, I'm allowed to put a red or a black stripe across it at the end to signify what rank I am. Cool. So I'm a first degree black belt. And so I'm allowed to do that. So I put a black stripe on mine because I don't want it to stand out. But my instructor like insisted that I embroider my belt, which I did not need to do that at all, but at least embroider it cost me a lot of like, money.
Yeah. Embroider it with cursive girth.
He had me put something on it also. There's some word written on there and I don't know, can't remember, it's in Chinese kanji or something, and I don't know what it says, and I definitely wish I would have gotten you know, something that I wanted it to say. Like, I don't know what the Japanese word for girth is, but I would have love that.
We're gonna have to ask some people. If we have any listeners who speak fluent Japanese,
the problem is I
can tell us what
I can find out.
Yeah, but the stuff on Google is gonna be something different. It's like what is that one?
No. I know somebody who works in a place that has Japanese translators, and so the problem is that she's
going to say it's like going to turn out like that one woman on Instagram where she points out the symbols like something, 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 something gibberish.
Oh yeah. The girl who identifies tattoos like, leaky onion.
She's like, yeah, this guy cries a lot. This guy needs to check his pants.
I want one that says They have that in them. That is so inside, dude. It's like,
I know. It's the best.
Yeah, this whole show is that. It's why I was texting Siege offline, for anyone that's still here, as I was editing audio and stuff. It was like the show just constantly suggests things to us, like, here's a clip, and then it doesn't make any sense because it takes us 71 minutes to get to a point, and so it doesn't know how to like find all of the parts. It's just like, this seems like a point where they all laugh, so that must be it. The AI is like unable to handle us. So I don't know what I said about it at the time, but the show is too smart for robots.
Yes. No, we're not for robots.
Oh, we're not for robots. Nerd Talk Plus, not for robots.
Here's a Nutella. Did I bring anything to eat it with? How do you eat Nutella in space?
With your,
can we get a message to Christina Cook?
Also finger guns. Pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. Tell her I said, what's up?
I love that we've created lore around you.
I know. Christy I was Taylor. Thinking about that last night.
And that she now legitimately thinks that you're a good person. And I'm like, you are deceived.
No, we can't tell her that I'm who I am.
We must lie to her.
Yes, we must lie to her.
Where's Brandon?
Wait, she thinks I'm a legitimately good person, so she knows. Does she know the real me?
So I will die on this hill that I think you're a legitimately great person, and that you act out as a way to not have to be close to that. To that reality. It's like it's uncomfortable to be with.
All of this out. Nobody has to know.
And so, but I also do think that. So. Everyone says you're chaotic neutral, and I think that that's lovely. But I think you're chaotic good is what it is. I think that ultimately you already said that you're going to fight the patriarchy on the show, and that's not something that people who are inherently bad would do, I think.
Yeah, but maybe I just want to fight.
God, I would love to fight, man.
Oh, man, Craig, we need to start a fight club.
No, I haven't seen Fight Club. I'm not allowed to start a fight club.
No, you don't have to. Listen.
It's a rule.
We'll call. We don't have to call it Fight Club. Oh my God, we call it
so much Nutella. What are you
slap
doing?
Fest. I don't know. I've never had Nutella before.
That's so much.
That's like big and brown.
What did you use? Is that a banana?
No, I rolled up a tortilla and scooped it.
It looks like you pulled up. Never mind. I'm not going to say a word.
Yeah. It's a spare finger I found. Oh, no, this isn't Nutella. I haven't opened that yet. Oh, my God. This stuff is thick.
That's what she said.
That was a... This is a good girth of nut spreads.
You're not wrong. Based on what I'm looking at in your hand, it seems like, feels like it's about right. I don't know. Not now. Now you bit the end off of it, which is just a weird sentence I just said.
It's a brand new sentence. Now that you bit the end off girth.
Come on, Brandon. I want to be done with this so I can get back to work.
No,
I don't want to be done with it. When did you open the nuts? I didn't notice that. Oh, when you made the
When we were talking, you were talking about stuff. I'm shoving nuts in my mouth, chewing them in the mic.
See, how do we eat healthy?
I don't know, man. All this stuff is so good. Well, is any of this healthy? It has to be. They said they were worried about their health in space.
I would just rather die than have to make myself healthy food. It's just like, I just don't want to do that.
I saw a video this morning about vegetarians taking over the world.
Great.
And that just kind of let cows roam free to their own devices, and they just picked up a whole bunch of assault weapons, and the future wasn't us between the robots. It was between us and cows.
Okay, well.
So the guy who came back from the future forced this vegetarian chick to admit that she was doing it just so she could feel better than anybody else and eat a hamburger. And as soon as she did, the cow from the future disappeared.
Like the reverse Back to the Future picture where there's like a cow with a right? gun and then it like disappears. And he's like,
I love the mashups of all the movies that we make.
I want, this is what I want for the future. I've said this half of this for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Let's let the women run everything.
Oh God. Yes, please.
Because why, who's trusting us?
We're stupid. Even the smart ones are dumb.
Yeah. Like I'm as smart as they come, man. And I had like, have been a total bonehead for the last.
Yeah.
Who knows? I'm not as smart as they come. For like, so, you know, I'm just being silly or whatever, but I'm not a dummy though, and yet I still feel
trying to somehow reverse that.
Very dumb.
Smart as you comp. my smartest moment is when I comp.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So that's the first part. Then the other part is I want them to be vegetarian. I want vegetarian women to rule the world. That's my.
You love those veggie farts, huh? This is a fart heavy show today.
Yeah, well, it's a fart talk, but it's you could
fart bang.
I keep muck bang. I have buck bang written down here, but I don't know. There's got to be something with better title. Man,
you know what? I should have set up my phone and went live. On the Nerd Talk Instagram.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah. Terrible planning on my fault, my part. I didn't just go and make all this food last night.
Oh, hold on. I have an interruption.
Uh-oh. Oh,
never mind. I'm fine. It was work-related.
Stupid jobs.
Yeah.
Man, what else do I want here? Do I want a cookie now? Mm. Greg, I wish I could just see you looking like a puppy dog in the little camera there. I just want to feed you bites of cookies. You know,
I'm sorry. I just checked out there. I just filled myself full of rage and dread simultaneously.
Oh, cool.
Now my anxiety is through the roof and I just need to like punch. So.
Need to punch. You know what you need? You need a cup of coffee and a monster.
You know... I don't much care for Monster. I know it's heresy or whatever. That cookie's pretty good, though. I don't much care for Monster or any energy drink because of how they leave me feeling afterwards.
Great.
But I would go for another cup of coffee. That sounds...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, I got one of those... cookies that's supposed to have all the protein and whatever. Like, this could be like a whole meal.
Gross.
Not a fan.
Yeah, no, dude. Whenever someone tries to be like healthy and cookie at the same time, suck my butt because that is, that's crazy.
There was a chart put out by NASA that said that like one third of the things that they're going to eat in space is cookies.
It better not be health cookies, because that's...
Oh, I hope not. That'd be the worst.
Now, listen, I don't know if there's potential for an oatmeal cookie with, like, some molasses to be, like, a healthier option. I'm okay with that, because I like an oatmeal cookie, especially a homemade one. Like, I can live with that.
I do like an oatmeal raisin cookie, but don't put them in the same tin as chocolate chip. Otherwise, you're going to cause a fight.
Yeah. It's like putting M&Ms and Skittles in the same...
Bold. Oh, I do that all the time just to irritate people.
Now that's chaotic evil. It's a spectrum, Siege. It's a spectrum.
I actually got a, speaking of chaotic evil, I got a message from our listener, our good friend, Brooke Arbeen. She commented on the last podcast, left it on Spotify. Let me see what it said. It said... You guys, I really missed gravy this week. Not! Uh, She gets the show.
I feel awful for laughing as hard as I did, but that is so funny.
I mean, I hate giving everybody the glimpse behind the curtain, but it's a bit.
Here we are. Good like morning gravy. From downtown Seattle. You know, I'm Gregor. We're hanging out. We're trying to get through to the dad. You know what? This is how I feel. Yeah, that's how I am. I played the whatever button.
Wow. Week. Whatever. That was you know how they say make every break useful? That was good for you.
Well, you must teach radio, but I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
I've never thought that at all.
Neither have I.
The only instruction I've ever taken seriously is shut the F up. That's the best. Anyway. Yeah, shout outs to Brooke for being the sweetest ever. She sent me a very nice message on Instagram, and that was really sweet. It like made me smile when I'm not like looking at my Instagram or whatever. I was like, oh, here's a rogue. And so like I opened it because I don't want to be rude. And yeah, it was very sweet. So anyway, yeah, Gravy is a dear, I mean, I've known him for 15 years and he's a dear, dear friend. And so you know, since this is the production meeting of podcasts, we can behind the curtain, as you say, anyone who's still here. Yeah, Gravy is a beloved part of the show, and he's just unfortunately, he just has to take those hits sometimes, as a producer will. So, especially when
it's okay that all of you hate him, that all of you listeners hate him. <That's good>. He brings facts.
I sure miss.
I mean, accountability. So funny.
I will say that since he has joined, the show is better. The show has only gotten better and better with each time we've added more and more stuff to it. So
now, now we don't even have to do anything this. I still do, but also,
It's funny, Siege. This week, I keep eating. By the way, you seem to listen.
Gotta keep doing these tortillas. Put a dent in them. What am I going to put in them this time?
I think you've had about 8 tortillas so far. I mean,
8, dude. This was a stack of 24. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left. So I've had 18. Yeah, I feel every one of them. Yeah, yeah, they're right about here.
Yeah.
Just below my heart.
I'm a big all-you-can-eat sushi guy, and I'm all about eating until the bite goes in where you're like, oh, I'm going to vomit. That is about to happen, and then I make noises for about an hour, and then I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to not do one of those audible burps because it'll have a reverberation that will go all the way into the middle of my body and cause other things to happen. But then I might have more room. Who knows?
Anyway, back to the show.
Yeah, back to the show. Welcome back. This has been This Week in Dreams.
Well, Brandon's 5 minutes have turned into 27. So.
Oh, Brandon. Oh,
excuse me, 23. My maths are bad, but
it's only been 23? Oh, my Lord. I mean, oh, man. It feels like we've done an entire shift.
What I want to know is how much more would it now cost NASA to send you to space after all that you've eaten?
I feel like I've put on some pounds.
I mean, like, seriously, I don't know how much a human can eat. Like, but you've probably eaten at least a pound of food, right?
Oh, God, easily. This bucket of carnitas was 2 pounds. I believe it's at
how
least
many grams done? Is your jar of Nutella?
Where does it even say that? Oh, hazelnut spread with cocoa. I didn't even know what it was. 13 ounces, 371 grams.
So they took a 500 gram jar of Nutella and it cost just about $76,000 to get it to space.
For that jar?
Yeah, for their jar of Nutella.
Wow.
And I'm looking for where the actual costs are.
Well, if they played the little contest on the sticker on the top, no, they have a chance to win $1 million.
The person's wrong. I'm seeing all these different things. It's a half kilogram at the...
Thanks, Gemini.
It's $2,600 per kg, and so that would be $1,300. I don't know, man.
$1,300?
To send a $6 Nutella into space or whatever. And so if you've consumed, let's say, a kilogram worth of food, then you just cost NASA 20. Like, do they make the astronauts hey, could you not eat the days leading up to it? We could save $50.
Make sure you poop before you go.
Yeah, I mean, for real. There's this funny thing. This race car driver who I love, he's retired now. It was called Kimi Raikkonen. And, back mm-hmm. in 2007 or 6 or something like that, they said they did a thing in Brazil where they were honoring Pele, the soccer player. And the guy at the grid walk goes up to Martin Brundle, goes up to Kimi, and he's like, Kimi, did you enjoy the thing with Pele? And he goes, no. And he was like, oh, you didn't like it? And he was like, I was having a shit. It's like... And then without missing a beat, Martin Brundle goes, well, I guess you'll be light on the grid. And and yeah, it's because weight costs energy to move. And so if you go have a poop before you hop in the car, yeah, it might only be, a small bit, but that's, translates to a couple thousandths over the course of the race or whatever. And so
that's hilarious.
Get people to space. I'm going to say you go full enema before you go hop into the...
Yeah, I was just thinking that, too. I was like, are they going to require, drop the salt water, the full salt water one?
You get a colonoscopy right before you go into space, because while you're at it...
Because I know they adjust weight based on... adjust the weight of the car based on your weight to kind of make it even... So
when did we lose your other video, Siege?
Oh, it's resetting. Somebody.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody in the, other
I think radio we're at a good station. Place here. I think that feed. We've cost NASA $2,600 probably on an estimate. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
And, you got to sample all the space foods. Did you have one that's your favorite?
Man, I'm going with Christina, she and her mac and cheese. That was amazing. This quiche, though, is so good.
It's too bad that since you live, NASA should definitely have like a taco truck, like a food truck where they sell space food.
Tacos.
Yeah, so you can actually try the food. I don't know that it would be great or whatever, but I saw a guy who ordered MREs and tried eating all those to see what would be the best, and that seemed pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least I know they get to rehydrate these and they get to heat these. It's not like before where it was like the freeze dried ice cream that we all used to gag on.
Yeah.
You would buy that from NASA.
Yeah.
Well, where's Brandon?
No, he's not coming.
You got me thinking about stuff. Chrissy Taylor and I were talking the other night and started making me think about billions and just how much a billion is, because I was just like, I can't even really contemplate. I saw that face. I can't even contemplate how much a billion is. So I wanted to do some stoichiometry with our boy here. Does he have a whiteboard at work? That's what he needs. He needs a whiteboard and a lock on his office door.
Yeah.
And that's all I need from Brandon.
And an hour a week that he can set aside.
An hour a week. That's it.
What house is he showing at Tuesday at 11 a.m.? You know what I mean? Like, he's probably golfing is what he's doing.
Yeah. Not even new golf.
Yeah. Old traditional golf.
Old golf. Yeah. Not even new golf. The one with the moose that he sent us. Gross.
All right. Well, Brooke, congratulations. We're not going to wrap this up with gravy, so on you.
What did we learn this week? Or TLDR? DL.
Question: does NASA also do astronauts when they're up in the in space? Do they miss gravy as well?
Of the week.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.